I'm going to talk from the perspective of someone that's been involved in e-twinning. What can it do for you? And this is kind of an experience from my school. And as Lisa said, the international dimension is really, really important in education at the moment. It's part of the Sustainable Schools National Framework, and there's a statement being put out: by 2020, the government would like all schools to be models of good global citizenship, enriching their educational mission with activities that improve the lives of people living in other parts of the world. And again, as Liz has already said, it ticks loads of boxes. You know, it's part of Every Child Matters, community cohesion. The Key Stage 2 Modern Foreign Language Strategy has a whole strand on intercultural understanding. And the expectation is that schools will have links across the world. So why are we doing it? It does tick boxes, but it's more than that. I know that when I started this e-twinning project, the head was really excited because, oh, we can do this and we can do that. And we have had a visit from Ofsted who were coming to look at us. And what were they looking at? It was, I can't even remember what it was, but it was one of those obscure areas that when the head looked at it, they thought, what on earth is that all about? And then they read, oh, international links. Oh, that's okay. Well, we'll Lisa on and she can teach a lesson. And actually, the inspector, when I had my debrief with him, was more interested in how I taught languages. And we had a really, really good conversation than in what my lesson was like. And he did actually say to me, I wish my child was taught by someone like you. And I thought, oh, I like that. Could you put that in the report? It celebrates cultures. We're valuing diversity. My school isn't the most culturally diverse school on earth, I would have thought. But when I asked them how many different languages were spoken, as part of European Day of Languages, I sent out a letter and I asked them, what language do you speak within your family? And I said, you know, the next generation, so grandparents and our school community. We came up with 41 different languages. And that's in a school that you would look at and think, this school is full of white middle class children. So it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. It widens the focus. You're looking outside your school, you're looking at the outside world, and showing that it's important. And it excites and enthuses children. The unknown is very, very exciting. Children are very curious, whether they're little kids or older kids. You know, the amount of times children get me off going off on a tangent because they ask me a question. And I'm interested, and they really are interested in what's going on. We were talking the other day about, that's right, we were talking about places in the town. And we talked about la playa, el bar, el restaurante. And we got onto la Plaza de Toros. And of course, living in Birmingham, they think, oh, yes, tenemos la Plaza de Toros. And I said, no, you don't. That's a shopping centre. And then one of them said to me, but miss, they put their hand up, and in all sincerity, they said, miss, why do they fight bulls in Spain? And I said, because they do. And it's part of their heritage and their culture. And I tried to explain, it's part of Spanishness. It's part of their culture. And I said, well, they could ask us, why do we hunt foxes? Well, that's cruel. I said, well, there you are, you see. We all have our little things. And then someone came up with a story saying, there's one country where they make guinea pigs fight, and then they roast the one that loses alive. I'm thinking, I must find out about this because I don't know about that. But they were genuinely interested, and we had a really good discussion about how some things are traditional. And we might not agree with them. We might think they're a terrible idea. We might think they're a silly idea. Someone said, there's a country that rolls cheeses downhill. And I said, yeah, that's England. Really? So, and as I talk about the project that we did, you'll see that some of those questions came out. A White House Common, yes, we have got the International Schools Award. And we also take part in competitions. There was a competition. They didn't run it last year, but for the previous 2 years, National Primary Competition, run by the Spanish Food Board to promote fruit and vegetables. And you had to make a big poster, which was wonderful. We had all kinds of tissue paper, broccoli, and It was about this big. And then I suddenly thought, hang on, this has got to get to Norfolk. How am I going to transport this? And fortunately, we rolled it up. We didn't win, but we did get a nice certificate. And again, the head was like, whoa, you've won another certificate. But the main thing that started us off was e-twinning. I'll take you to
Now, this is magic. Look, if I go like that, it flips from there to there. It's really cool. So if I go over here, start here. Okay, I've actually logged in, so I'll go back to the portal.
When you first look at eTwinning, like Chris, I have a blog. And everything I'm saying today will be on my blog as well. Competition, who can get it up first? I bet it'll be you.
You live just down the road.
Yeah, true. You've got a train journey. So eTwinning.net is the URL. You go to the portal, nice front page, very attractive, and you can register for an account. You can have a look at it without registering, but if you register for an account, you then get your own page. And this is my home page, and this is my profile. Now, I currently have an eTwinning project going on, but it's not actually up there because we're waiting for approval and stuff, which I'll come on to later. But if I wanted to find a partner, I could go to the partner finding place and I could search by the name, by the school, or the thematic link. Now, I could do that from within, but I could also do it from the front. And I could search down here by subject, so I could search by language. And then I could search for a school in Spain. Now, eTwinning is European, okay? So this would be if you were looking for one in Spain. So I could search in Spain, and I could browse by my country. So I might think, I want to go for a school in Spain, and I want to be, this is what most of the children say, I want to be in the sunshine, so let's find one in Andalusia. So it's a good choice. So it then comes up with a great long list of all the schools in that area that would like a partner. And then it's as simple as clicking on it, on the person, and sending them a message saying, yeah, I'm interested in what you're doing. Please tell me more. So this is somebody, we're working on something to do with local festivities and teenagers' free time. You can also search by the age group of the children you want to work with. You can do a project with a school that doesn't do your subject, which is brilliant. Okay, so I should just talk to you very quickly. We'll pop back again. I like this power. I like the power to move. Right. Unfortunately, the writing in the middle hasn't come out very well, but our project that we did really successfully, the very first thing we ever did with International Linking, was a project between our school, White House Common, and Colegio Público César Hurtado de Ligado, which is a bit of a mouthful, which is in Valverde de Leganés, which is near Badajoz. And it was called Somos lo que celebramos, we are what we celebrate. And basically, this is our school, nice school, okay? And it was basically based on celebrating similarities and differences. And I wrote this statement about why we do eTwinning and sent a letter out to the parents to explain what was going on. And that was a really good move because they then understood and they were on board and they were excited about it. eTwinning links so many areas of the curriculum. It's not just languages. You can get other people involved. As Chris was saying, get the geography department involved. You know, in a primary school, the primary teacher teaches everything anyway, so it's so much easier to just drag everything all together and say, okay, today we're going to do some eTwinning work, but it's involved with our geography. And I'll show you in a moment some of the things that we did. Intercultural understanding, this was really important to me. It's a strand in my Key Stage 2 framework for languages. As the Spanish teacher at my school, I'm looking for ways to develop that. This was a great way. Here's the school we were linked with. One of the first things we did was I showed the children the pictures of the school. And they went, wow, that's a school. And we looked at the similarities and differences between our schools. Well, they've got palm trees outside their school. Well, they haven't got any grass. Their buildings are white. They haven't got an upstairs. Their playground's different to ours. They've got swings. We don't have swings at our school. And they really enjoyed that. Oh, that's really pretty. I like the name of their school. It's all done in tiles. So that was one of the first things we did. That's right. So what we did was, the first thing we did was we made a calendar of events. Now, our calendar was like every event that we could find in the whole of the United Kingdom, whether or not we did it. Theirs was a sheet of the months of the year with one festival, one thing they celebrated for every month of the year, which actually was quite enough. And then what we did was, as the festivals came around, we exchanged information about them. The first one we exchanged information about was Christmas. And if I just escape from here and go and minimise that. There we are. So we wrote some letters in Spanish to the children in Spain. We wrote in Spanish. We were really proud of ourselves. I gave them a scaffolding and they wrote some sentences like, durante las Navidades se come pavo y se bebe champán. Recibo regalos. Este año quiero recibir una bicicleta, etc. They wrote in Spanish. We actually got some letters back from Spain. Now, the joy these days in an electronic age of getting a letter is brilliant. So it's not just electronic. E-twinning is kind of making links using the internet, using online tools, but there is a place for exchanging tangible things. The kids love these letters. They looked at them. They could decipher what was going on. They loved the handwriting, because Spanish handwriting is so different. And they were interested by ours, because we have a school that does cursive handwriting. So they were like, what? And their names. And some of them had misspelled people's names because they'd misread them. So we had letters to Marisa, when it was actually supposed to be to a girl called Monica. And she was like, ooh, the cops spelled my name right. But we got some beautiful letters back. And they talked about what they did at Christmas. Okay, we then, our next festival, Christmas, we compared, you know, and they said, the children at my school were really fascinated by the fact that Spanish children get their presents on the 6th of January. But they have to wait so long. No, they wait a year, just like you do. Oh, yes, so they do. So if I went on holiday to Spain, would I get presents at Christmas and on Reyes? Yeah. Oh, wow, I'm going to do that then. But that kind of fascinated them. Then we looked at Pancake Day. And this was when we had our... This is when we had our visit from the lovely inspectors. And here we've got some documents. We wrote about Pancake Day and our traditions. A lot of the children, they all knew we had pancakes. Some of them knew the reason why we had pancakes, but they weren't quite sure. So they went off and researched it. And they made some documents. So here's one of them. In English, they gave them the recipes. They found some songs, which they shared as well. One of the great things about e-twinning is you get resources sent to you. As you exchange information, you're providing the school with some resources and you're getting some back. So I got back all kinds of little rhymes and I'm thinking, right, that's going in my scheme of work. Oh, yes, I'll have that one as well. We exchanged books as well, little, very, very simple books. If I go back to here and play again. Okay. In Spain, they don't have Pancake Day, they have Carnavales. And they sent us some pictures of the children at their school dressed up for Carnavales. Again, great talking points. They look cute. Our kids were like, whoa, we want to do that. They also said, but they've sent us pictures of us. We're not allowed to send them pictures of ourselves. I said, well, that's, again, another difference. You know, they all wanted to dress up. We like pancakes, but couldn't we do both? We were raising awareness of what they do in Spain, but also awareness of our own events. Like I said about the cheese rolling, they found out all kinds of things that people do on Pancake Day that they didn't know about, and it's a festival in their own country. We also had some snow days, where we had days off school because of snow, and in Badajoz, it doesn't snow that often. So we sent some pictures. That's my son, who's made a snowman on the way home from school. But the children at school drew them some pictures. So this was a child in year three. She drew a snowball fight that she wanted to send to share what it was like to have a snow day at school. So that was an incidental. That had nothing to do with the festival. We just decided to share. We also looked at, escape again, we also looked at Easter. Easter was a really good one. And this is, here we've got an example of how it became cross-curricular. Go back to the beginning again. Oops.
Okay.
So we looked at Easter. I was teaching this particular class RE, and they had to learn about Easter. So instead of thinking, just telling the story, which some of them really don't know, the amount of children that when I ask, and what happened at Easter? Baby Jesus was born. You think, oh, no, he wasn't born, this was the other big event. And you try and tell them the story, but some of them have got it, and they've heard it over and over again. To make it fresh and new, we looked at how they celebrate in Spain. We talked about why we celebrate Easter. We talked about what symbols we use and why we use them. Rabbits, chicks, lambs, etc. And some more symbols. Again, for some children, this was all new to them, and they went and found out things that they didn't already know. It made their RE lesson a whole lot more interesting than it normally would have been. Even more symbols. And I like this bit at the bottom. They insisted on putting this. Why do we eat Easter eggs? We eat them because they are yummy. The children wrote this. We wrote it together on the board, but they told me what they wanted to write in it. Why do we celebrate? And what do we do to celebrate? We wrote a list. And then how do other people do it? These were the things they found out. They have special services at sunrise, make Easter gardens. I told them about how when I was a little girl living in Lichfield, we used to make the most beautiful Easter gardens at St. Chad's. We loved it, but they'd never heard of this before. Then we talked about what we'd learnt about Spain. This was the point at which the head walked in, and the children said, Miss, we heard that we've learnt today that in Spain at Easter, everybody takes their shoes off and chains themselves together and walks through the streets. I thought, well, that's... Background, a bit more information, please, otherwise the head will think I'm teaching you all kinds of strange things. Oh, yeah, and put on hoods like the Ku Klux Klan. Oh, no. But they discovered that they have cakes called monas instead of Easter eggs. We compared then, and then the children wrote a happy Easter message. But that wasn't the only thing we did and sent to Easter. We also, year one was in their music lessons, we're doing hot cross buns. So they did a little recording of themselves singing hot cross buns and a slide on this really nice background I found for free somewhere, explaining why we sang hot cross buns. Year four, we're doing data processing in maths. So they did a survey about what their favourite Easter egg was and shared the results as a graph as part of our Easter work with the children at the other school. We then went on to look at the festivals of May Day. And this was a real eye-opener for kids at my school because we don't celebrate May Day here. We have a day off school, but we don't do anything. So they went off and found out traditionally what do we do. And in Barbeda de Leganés, It's their patron saint's day. It's the patron saint San Isidro. I couldn't get it out. I'm talking too fast. So they went off and looked at what happens on that day. And they love the fact that Spanish villages have their own saint. And they have their own special day. And this was something that came out of that conversation I was talking about earlier. They were thinking about why is it that we don't have these little fiestas anymore, these little village traditions. I said, it's because in our country, we're not really in touch with our neighbours. When a country like Spain, it's more, you live more with your neighbours, you talk to people a lot more, and you do things together, and the importance of your town is much greater. Okay, I'm running out of time, but what did people say about this project? Well, we've got some comments here. You can read on my blog a little bit later, but you know, talking about this is adding a new dimension to language learning. It's given children, it's linked in well with PSHE. It's given the children interest and the staff are more committed through doing it. The caretaker got involved, bless his cotton socks. He wrote a letter to his counterpart in Spain. They never answered, but he was trying to get involved. So involving everybody was important. The head teacher was really good. You know, e-twinning as an embedded, sustainable, innovative part of our curriculum. And then, for me, this bit's more important. I asked the kids what they thought. It was fun because we communicated with kids in Spain, but they enjoyed looking at our websites and seeing what was different. And Amy, I like learning about Spain because we got to learn what they do at Easter. And then I went and saw the band in Spain. Her grandmother has a house in Spain, and she actually experienced what we've been talking about. And the same works in reverse. I had a child that went to Mexico at the end of October half term. And we'd actually been talking about El Dia de los Muertos in class the week he wasn't there. He came back and says, you'll never guess what they did in Mexico. And someone put that under, wow, did they have these sugar skull things? And calacas? And they go, how do you know? Well, we learnt about it in class. But he was then able to feed back and say, yeah, Miss isn't making it up. They really do these. You know, she's not making up fairy stories for you. Okay, I was going to talk about e-languages, which is another great way of making links. I will just very, very quickly show you. I'm sure you can hang on for 2 minutes, can't you, for the toilet? Okay, that's my page. So e-languages is another way of making links, and these don't have to be projects. If I just take you to the Argentina UK schools page, I'm involved in this, and basically it's a page to help schools in Argentina and the United Kingdom contact each other and develop links. So along the side of this page, you will see participants down the right-hand side. There are loads of people there from Argentina that want to be involved in linking up with people. So, you know, all you have to do is click on the person, go to the page, and you can leave them a message. Okay? Lots of them are teachers of English, but that's not a problem. Now, let's see, who do I know that's got a really... That one. Okay, this is a pretty, very, very pretty page. So it's got some nice photos there. They're from Bolivar in Argentina. They've chosen the Phantom of the Opera as one of their things. So you go to their page, send them a message if you're interested. There's a nice secondary school there. Okay, and I've registered on that page and I've got a link starting up with a school in Argentina. Global Gateway, Liz has already spoken about. We're at the moment involved in the Comillas Regio project, which actually involves the local authority. So in this picture, we've got the Lord Mayor of Birmingham and Rona Heald, who works for Birmingham Council. Some of you might know her and me. And a load of people from Barcelona. It's between the city of Barcelona and the city of Birmingham. Two schools, the local authority and Newman College. Really exciting project. And we're looking at intercultural understanding, CLIL and pupil voice. We're going to learn about CLIL from Barcelona, and they're trying to learn about pupil voice from us, and we're going to upskill ourselves that way. Just to finish with, making links, whether it's with Spain, whether it's with Argentina, whether it's with Brazil, wherever it is, it's fun. It should be fun. Friendships are built up. It's great for your professional development. I could talk for hours about what e-twinning did for my professional development. That is what started me, really, in using ICT and having the confidence to put things on my school website and then starting my own blog and my own wiki space, because we were taking over the school website and children in nursery weren't bringing their Wellingtons for farm visits because I'd got something else about Spain. And it's a bit mean, so I took it all somewhere else. You know, in the e-twinning space, there is something called the twin space where you can put all your stuff. But because that's not as public, we like to celebrate what the kids have done, and they liked that element of it, so we put it on the website. Like I said, resources. I've got loads of resources through sharing. Through sharing with the schools in Spain, through sharing with other teachers, other people that are involved in making links. Okay. That's the address of my blog. I've got little cards, so you don't have to write it down. If you want to ask any questions, that's my website. And I think it's coffee time.
Thank you to Liz and Lisa. This is a great shame on her.
just come and ask us anything. Yes. And don't worry that we've mentioned... I mean, we've mentioned only about, what, 3 or 4 websites. Yeah. But basically, any one of them has got, you know, strengths, and you can develop one. Sometimes people switch over to another or use several. But it that doesn't really matter. If you get stuck with one, you can get in touch with us and we can help you. Or if you want to do something and you don't know how to do a particular thing, like... ePals is very specifically emailing. E-languages is very much kind of like uploading, keeping a private space.
Yeah.
You know, they've all got slight differences, but it doesn't really matter. It's the concept.
It's the concept of making links. Yeah. Even if it's a private link that you've got, you know, someone at your school happens to come from another school and they'd like to make contact with them. Or you come from, you know, you've got personal links with someone. You might come from, you know, a school in Spain or wherever.